From the BillionAuto.com studios, here's Senior Market Analyst Brian Hoops on your Ag Network.
It's Brian Hoops from Midwest Market Solutions Market Insider Closing Commentary, and it is Thursday, April the 25th. Weekly export sales this morning, decent numbers. Old crop wheat at 3 million bushels with new crop, a very strong 13.7. Old crop corn, 51.2. New crop at 10.3. Those are strong numbers. And soybeans at 7.8 million. Old crop, 4.4 for the new crop. No private export sale announcements this morning. China showed up as a big buyer of U.S. products again this week, and that supported the market. Australian wheat production expected to be 30.5 million tons this year, with planted acres increasing by 3.5%. They will be seeding this summer with harvest next winter. Tomorrow's last day for May grain options. First notice day for May grain futures is Tuesday, April the 30th. That'll be based on positions as of the close of the session on Monday, the 29th. Pork sales this morning, 28.8 million tons. Shipments at 40 million tons. Beef sales, 15.2. Shipments at 13.8. The cold storage report out yesterday showed beef in freezers down 3% from last month and 10% from last year, while pork supplies up 1% from last month, 13% below year-ago levels. The pork market under some pressure as hogs closed 245 lower, while cattle were sharply higher. We rallied and sold off twice during the session, closing 185 higher in the April. June up 255, feeders up 200 points. Corn was up 3, beans fractionally higher in Chicago. Wheat 7.5, Kansas City 10.5 better. This has been Brian.
The folks at family-owned Sioux Steel Company have been serving American agriculture since 1918. Wrap your mind around that. Rita Hayworth was born. Time zones were established across the USA, and the planet rejoiced the end to World War I. Oh, and the Sioux Steel Company opened for business in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. To find your local hometown Sioux Steel dealer, visit SiouxSteel.com. Sioux Steel Company, serving American farmers and ranchers for over 100 years and proud to be made in America.